Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the trade finance space, on our headline news front, in a deal that will save weeks in processing time, African Development Bank TDB is using blockchain technology to finance $400 million worth of fertilizer trade finance transactions for Morocco's OCP Group. TXF's Ollie Gordon investigates. On our third-party news tracker service in the trade space, India's largest steel producer, JSW Steel, is considering a bid to buy Liberty Steel in Britain, as well as mills elsewhere, two sources said, as would-be buyers circle Sanjeev Gupta's global commodities empire. Neptune Energy is working with financial advisor Rothschilds and Co. to explore potential options, including an initial public offering. And Eni and BP have agreed to progress detailed discussions on combining their upstream portfolios in Angola, including all their oil, gas and LNG interests in the country. Over in the commodity finance space, on our essentials news front, Viterra, formerly known as Glencore Agri, has upsized and shaved the margin on its ESG-linked RCF. And bank commitments are in for Euracali's oversubscribed ESG-tied pre-export finance facility. And more details have emerged on Traxi's $1.3 billion multi-currency revolving credit facility. And last but by no means least, in the project and export finance space, Tim Lamy has been hired by TD Securities as the new head of EMEA Export and Agency Finance. And the $1.3 billion ECA-covered financing backing Azuet Oil Refinery Expansion Project in Egypt, sponsored via the Azuet National Oil Processing Company, a project vehicle established in 2018 by state-owned Egyptian General Petroleum Corp subsidiary, Azuet Oil Refinery Co., has been delayed as banks await the first draft of project documents. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.